The Gadget Hour with Andy J
on Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Gadget Hour. Now then, I have in front of me, okay, I'm just going to say this right now. I'm really excited about what I'm holding. Although Tama is currently flicking. What is this, Tama? Is this an Alice band?
It backfired.
That was the most failed.
I was trying to do it to you and I just went like. Oh,
that was an epic
way.
Fail. Anyway, let me carry on with the show, Tama. Producer Tama there deciding not to let the show happen. Love it. Trying to attack me with a kind of mini. Anyway, whatever. Okay, so anyway, in my hand is the second edition of a book that already fills me with great confidence, okay? It's called The Useful Book of Gadgets, Gizmos and Apps, and then it has a subheading, Solving Life's Little Problems, One Gadget at a Time. All right, now I'm already thinking, okay, I'm feeling comfortable. All right, there are plenty of problems in life. Gadgets can solve them. We've been spending, I mean, what is it, 18, 19 months into this show now. We are having gadgets, obviously, on the show. It's Gadget Hour. We cover loads of gadgets. And we have found they don't just entertain, but they do a lot of good as well. So I'm delighted to welcome the book's author, Martin Bailey's here. How are you doing, Martin?
Hello, I'm good, thank you.
Welcome to the show. Now, I'm just having a quick flick through, okay? I'm already seeing, so you've got scores and scores and scores of chapters. It's 2 pages per gadget, I believe.
That's right.
And, you know, I mean, I could literally just press stop at any point and go, yep, I want to fix this. So diagnose faults with your car. I've literally randomly turned to page 89 and I'm already thinking, oh, right, you're about to tell us, I'm just literally scanning here, this is something you can plug into your car. Because, of course, we all know, and we do the motor show for 2 hours, we all know that if you break down, so many modern cars now, one of the first things that the AA or the RAC or whoever your roadside assistance may be come along with a laptop. And this has happened, I think this started about 5 or 6 years ago, and people were like, what are you doing? Pop the bonnet, have a look at the engine. But actually, so much of it is diagnosable now because cars are smart.
Exactly. Since the, well, you'll know this anyway, but since the 90s, late 90s, early noughties, every car's had an OBD, onboard diagnostic socket. And this particular gadget is something that you can pick up from eBay for about £10-15, and it plugs straight into that. There are plenty of free and low-cost apps available on the App Store for iOS and Android.